Brishut Rabbi Kohn, Mikal Kadosh.
Quick story. This is about Rabbeinu Tam and Gaonim Seder Kochavim. When do the stars come out? So it's famous. It's known that the Gaonim said it's 3/4 mil, about, we say, 13.5 minutes. So in America, maybe we'll talk about maybe closer to 20 minutes, whatever it is. That's when the night starts for Arvit, even for Shabbat ending. Okay, so nowadays in most places they're going to have calendars a little bit more machmir, but that's Gaonim. And you have Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes, that's 4 mil. The story of Isser Zalman Meltzer, Evan Ezel, one of the big Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael about 100 years ago, was walking with, I think it was Rav Yechezkel Abramsky. They were walking when Abramsky came to Eretz Yisrael from, he was in Russia, he was taken to Siberia, and Rav Isser Zalman told him, on Motzi Shabbat, we stop Shabbat here, whatever it was, about 20 minutes after sunset. You see the stars already, so we break Shabbat after about 20 minutes. He said, as Abramsky said, where I come from in Russia, the minhag was, we did Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes. We're going to do that here. We're going to do that here in Israel too, 72 minutes or something equivalent, 72 minutes. So Rav Isser Zalman said, I don't understand. Open up your eyes. Look, there are stars out. And it's Eretz Yisrael, the stars come out much faster than in America. And besides the light pollution, it's hard to see the stars here. After 20 minutes, it's still somewhat, it's a little bit light. But in Eretz Yisrael, 20 minutes, it's pitch black. So Rav Abramsky said, he turned back to Rav Isser Zalman and said, I don't understand. When was the last time you were posek a shayla based on your eyes, or posek based on Mesorah? Abramsky is a little bit, he's a Talmud or a Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Derech, that's all we look at. Whatever it says in the Sarim, whatever it says in our Mesorah, we close our eyes. We have to follow only what it says in the Sarim. If we found new discovery, find new Sarim, we look exactly what it says in the classic Sarim. That's the Brisker approach. Now, Pshan HaLacha is like Rav Isser Zalman. We have Eila Dayan, El Masha Einavro, what I have to see in your eyes. So I have to look through a sugya, and then we'll try to figure out what our eyes see, and we'll try to hopefully make shalom between them. So I'm going to deal with the question of the gra on 18-minute mil. I'll try to make it not complicated math, and then three answers, and we'll see which one we could hold of to explain this. So the Trumat Adeshen, 1400 Ashkenaz, 1400 Ashkenaz Posek, quoted left and right in Shulchan Aruch, my understanding, every single one of his tshuvot. The first chalik is quoted in the Beit Yosef in some place. He's quoted by Chametz. He's three tshuvot about mil, Simon Aleph, where he's talking about, they used to live in Germany, but he says that on Friday afternoon, they used to take in Shabbat very early in the summer, take in Shabbat early, and then and pray, and go back home, and have the meal, and even after the meal, able to walk by the Danube River, one of the rivers in Germany, and still see light in the still see the sun out. So there, he's posek. He's discussing with Tosfot. Can you make early Shabbat even earlier than Plaga Mincha? He holds yes. La halacha we follow. No, you can only make it Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha. We'll talk about an hour and a quarter before Seder Kol Chavim. We have different calculations of that. That's what the Ben Ish Chai goes with. That's what, from the Maran Shulchan Aruch. That's what Chamavadi goes with. An hour and a quarter before Seder Kol Chavim. We'll talk about what the Gra did, and that's what sometimes in America we're Somechan. We do the early. Early minions in the summer. But before we get to that, the discussion, or the Iker discussion we're going to have is the Trumas Deshen, not in Sivan Aleph. He has in Kuf Sa'ad Samuel Zion, and in Kuf Chav Gimel, by Malicha and by Chametz. What is the Shir Mil for those things? He says, the Gemara in Psachim, in third parak, says, if you leave flour and water, it doesn't become Chametz right away until Shir Mil. Okay, Shir Mil, we'll say for now, it's a time it takes to walk 2,000 amot. He says, how long is that? So he tells you it's revi'it minasha, a quarter of an hour, plus esrim minasha, 1/20. So a quarter plus 1/20, if you take a 60-minute hour without any fancy math, it's going to be 18 minutes. A quarter is 15 minutes plus three more minutes, 18 minutes. That's the Shulchan Aruch, Taf Nun Ted, see if Vav is posek in Or HaChaim. That's what we posek by Chametz, 18 minutes. And that's the Maran Shulchan Aruch. Most of the poskim start with that. The Tosei Yom Tov, Pri Chadash, all the other poskim, the Sephardi poskim also, they quote that as their main psak when it comes to the 18 minute mil. In Hilchot Melicha, the Trumat Deshen also has such a shita, but basically it's quoted in Hilchot in Samach Ted, Sifbet in Hilchot Yoredeh. It doesn't say 18 minutes. Michael Sadaka probably tell correctly, it says, Karov the Shlishi Shah, close to 20 minutes. Now, the Pri Chadash doesn't see a stira between the two, but it could be close to 20 is basically 18. No problem. Okay, anyway, Truma Dadesh says 18 minutes. Where did he get it from? He says the Gemara Psachim. Gemara Psachim says, a person, Adam, Mahalach Adam Beinoni, a regular person walks, but Yom, Ezra Pesahot, Mi Alod, Shachar, Nezacham, a person can walk 10 parsa. 10 parsa is 40 mil in a day. That's, let's call it 20, 25 miles. A person can walk 20-something miles in a day. That's Mahalach Adam Beinoni. Bayom is Eser Pasaot Me'alot HaShachar Nezachamah, from the beginning of the day, from the break of dawn, until the stars coming out in the end of the day. So it's Truma Sadeshin, if you cut up 12 hours by 40, without any fancy math, you're going to get 18 minutes. That's exactly where we got the 18-minute mil. LaGrasse has one problem. He says, if you're looking at 12 hours on the clock, the way that we count them on a perfect day, a regular equinox day, let's say 6 a.m., 6 p.m., so you have 12 hours, 60-minute hours. If you were cutting up from sunrise, sunset, you'd have 12 hours. Wonderful. You have 12 hours. You're cutting them up into 40. It comes out 18 minutes. Problem is, but the Gemara doesn't say from Nates until Shkia. The Gemara says you're cutting up 40 mil. There's a whole big gap of another 4 or 5 mil on either side. There's a whole big chunk in the extra in the morning, an extra chunk in the afternoon. And you're going to cut those up, and it's not going to come out 18-minute mil. It's going to come out much more. It's going to come out 22-minute. And for the Rambam, it depends. If you have 4 mil on either side, it comes out 22 minutes. And if you, and now I'll try to show with these charts. But basically, that's where the other opinions come from. 18 minutes, says the Gemara, it doesn't fit with the Gemara, really. Because 18 minutes only makes sense if you're only cutting up from sunrise, sunset. Then you have 720 minutes. 12 hours of 60 minutes. Those you cut up beautifully into 40, comes out to 18 minutes. But it doesn't work very nicely if you're trying to cut up what the Gemara says from Alot to say. Now, since the Truma Deshin is not a Gemara, he's not a Amora, he can't argue with the Gemara. How could he possibly say this? He calls it Tamua Ma'od, Shkaga Gedola Ad Ma'od. He used a word twice, Ma'od. We don't usually use it. That's what the Gemara says. He thinks the Truma Deshin cannot possibly be right. The only problem is that it's not just the Truma Sadeshin, it's the Shulchan Aruch, and also the Rambam in Perush Shnayim Brachot says that Alot HaShachar until Nates, the morning, the Alot HaShachar is Shah V'Chomesh, an hour and a fifth. How do you get an hour and a fifth out of 4 mil? So the only way to get that is, we'll talk about right, seemingly, 18 minutes. 18 times 4 is 72 minutes. That's an hour and a fifth. Beautiful. That's exactly what the Rambam holds. So it's not just Truma Sadeshin, it's also the Rambam. And now it's also Shulchan Aruch, it's also Tosafot Yom Tov, it's also the Pri Chadash, not Pri Chadash, the Ikaridim, but it's many Achronim, the Chidah, the this is what Rav Avadya, or the Tzion, Ish Matzliach, and this is what we posek really, 18 minutes. But how can we possibly hold 18 minutes? It's against the Gemara. That's the question for today. Three answers. The Gro himself says, a razzle dazzle pshat, even though he's the one who knocked down this thing, he said, actually, I have a new reading in the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Tiyufta to Ula, that's not 5 mil, it's 4 mil. The Gemara says, it's also Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan sounded like he was saying the same thing. No, Anad B'Yamama Huda Amri. I was talking about the day. Rabbanu Dadao B'Cheshbon. The rabbis made a mistake about what I meant. Okay, says Rashi, he explains, he's not talking about 5 mil, he's talking about 4 mil, very nice, doesn't change so much. Says the Gemara, the way the Rambam and the Truma Sadeshin made by the Gemara is a total flip. It's not that it's 40 mil from Alot until Seid, it's actually 40 mil from sunrise to sunset. So in terms of these charts, just to put it into pictures, so the first one, if you go from Alot until Seid, that's going to be what the Gemara is very happy with, a 22-minute mil. If you go from 40 mil from Alot until Seid, you cut that up, that I guess the if you have 720 minutes, fine. Then you break it up to 32 mil. Right? Well, the reason why I picked 32 mil is because you have 4 mil on either side from Alot till Nates and from Shkia to Seid. That's 40 minus 8 mil. Comes out 32 mil. Take the whole day, divide it by 32 mil. Comes out 22 mil. Very nice. That's the Gra one. The next picture down is the Rambam in the Pirshanayim Pesachim. That's if you take 5 mil on either side, it's taking 720 minutes of the main day, dividing up to 30, that's 24-minute mil. The bottom picture is what we're trying to figure out for the Truma Sadeshin, how do you get the 18-minute mil? If you take, says the Gra, you have to say, the Gemara means in the Maskana, 40 mil from Nes until Shkia, from sunrise, sunset, is 40 mil. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. Okay, no, there's a new reading in the Gemara when it means Anabi Yamama, means I meant 40 mil in the middle of the day. Okay, it's an interesting, fascinating pshat. It's not what Rashi learned in the Gemara. And we have now Rabbeinu Chananel, so Rabbeinu Chananel said in the Gemara. So it's a hard pshat to say that nobody said it before, and also Truma Sedeshma was assuming it. What makes it, to me, impossible is the Leke Yosher, Talmud of the Truma Sedeshen, student. And he writes in his Orach Chaim, he writes on this topic about the Chametz, the Mishir Mil. He tells you exactly the way to read the Gemara. He tells it's 40 mil from Alon until Nates. It says in the Gemara. He didn't say, oh, it's 40 mil from sunrise, sunset, like the Gra said. Obviously, he didn't reread the Gemara different than Rashi. He had the regular girsa that we have in the Gemara. He learned the Gemara regularly. It still says 18 minutes. Exactly in that same piece in Leke Yosher. So it's very difficult to say the Gra's new reading. So that's one issue. And also, it's not going to really help for the Rambam anyway, because the Rambam in the Yad, as Posek was said last time, the 5 mil, he Posek, 15 mil, Derech Rechoka, from Modin to Yerushalayim. Googled it, it's 21 miles. It's probably more than the 15 mil of the Gemara, much more. The 15 mil is like 9 miles, whatever. But either way, the Rambam sounds like 15 mil is going to only work if you assume there's 5 mil before the morning until sunrise, not there's 40 mil in the middle of the day. Okay, basically, we have problems with the Gra's answer. Most Achronim don't work with the Gra. They basically say the Gra rejected the Shulchan Aruch, and we have a problem. So the Gra's answer himself is not so good for Shulchan Aruch. The Chaznishta, however, said he thinks in Shemayim when they read the Gra's answer, when they heard the Gra's answer, there was a party in Shemayim. They're very, very excited by this because he's finally defended the Truma Sedeshen. The Truma Sedeshen made no sense, but the Gra's rereading of the Gemara was better than the Gra, what the Truma Sedeshen would have said himself. Okay, maybe it's a fascinating shot. The Chaznishta's posek 18 minutes based on that Yeshuv of the Gra. However, the Sardi postman are not so excited. So Rav Meir Mazuz, he has an idea. He said that maybe the Truma Sedeshen is not talking about a median equinox day. Maybe he's only talking about a day in the middle of the winter. Talking about in the middle of the winter. Maybe there are 12 hours from Alon until Seif. And from Shkia until Nes, sunrise, sunset is much, much shorter. And include all the bookends, the sunrise from break of dawn until Seif, they don't have 12 hours. Ah, so on that, the problem is, the people are Maksha, Rav Yosef, Kiva Hashem, and Kuntras. He basically quotes this answer. He doesn't like it at all. One reason is, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no such day. Even if you include all the bookends from Alo until Seid, it's always going to be more than 12 hours, even in the middle of the winter. It gets to 10 hours and 4 minutes. It never gets, and then you have to add on these times. It's never going to come out this. Rav Dahan in Amudei Hora is a commentary. He has a Kuntras. He likes it. He loves this answer. He says, you know what, this answer, you have to tweak it. It's in the middle of the winter. It's in the middle of Turkey. Okay? So Truma Sedeshen is talking about what would the time be in the middle of Turkey in the middle of the winter. It's a pella. How do you say such an answer? Because Rashi on the page says it means Yomim biyome binoni tkuva nisa v'tishrei. The Gemara is talking about a median day, a regular day. So why would we start? It's also weird. Why would Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara be talking about in the middle of Turkey? Should be talking about in Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing is pella. So that's the problem with such an approach. Also, in the Leket Yosher, he says he's talking about Yom Benoni. So, well, I don't love Rabbi Mezuz. Rabbi Mezuz knows it's Dochak. I like what Rabbi David Yosef said. It's a difficult answer.
Isn't Bavel in the middle of Turkey?
No. Okay, so it's 5. Bavel, Rabbi Huda was in Eretzra, but Bavel is about 2 degrees. This is 5 degrees higher. So it's still higher than Bavel. Anyway, the last answer was from... And last answer is this Rabbi Yehuda Levi, Zman Kalacha, Rabbi Shechter likes to quote. His answer is that maybe Shulchan Aruch never meant 18 minutes. Maybe he meant 22 minutes. He'll agree with the Gra. Why? He's talking about Rabbi Natan's show Zman. It's 75-minute hours. When you take a very gigantic hour and you cut it up a quarter of the hour plus a 20th hour, it comes out 22 minutes. And this way, you're cutting up in the middle of the day. You still have 40 mil from Alon until Satan. You cut it up. It still comes out, not 18 minutes, but 22 minutes, and the Truma Sedeshen meant the same thing. He's just telling you, when he tells you a quarter of an hour, he didn't mean a quarter of a 60-minute hour, a quarter of a 75-minute hour. It's such a beautiful answer, really, really reads, I think it's in the Ramban, there's a proof for this. So Rabbi Dahan quotes this, and he says, no, it's not Ikar. Okay, Chamavadi didn't say it's true. 100% Chamavadi didn't say it. He thinks it's not Ikar. He says it's against the Ramban. The problem is, the Ramban in the Kitta Yad says this. The Ramban says, how do you call it a plag mincha? It's an hour and a quarter. He tells you the whole mass. A little time is in at the top, whatever. It's an hour and a quarter, 60 minutes, whatever. He says, in the old Kitvei Yad, in the old Dufusim, it sounds like it's 3 minutes, or four amod, whatever. There's all different versions of the Dufus. It should be 4 amod. The Magen Rabbeinu changed it to 400 amod. The Mincha Kohen also says that. It's 4 minutes before. It's 3 minutes before. Shkia. That's when Plag Mincha is, because you're going from Rabbeinu Tam's Manim all the way to Seder Kochavim, you subtract an hour and a quarter, you get to when Plag Mincha is the earliest time you could do, early Shabbat. Very nice. The problem is, in the Kitvei Yad, it actually says it's a minute and three quarters. Oh, so it's a Shin Lamed Aleph Amot. So if you go like that, it only works. The exact math is if you take an hour and a quarter of a long hour, 75 an hour, Rabbeinu Tam, as we know, the Rabban, except Rabbeinu Tam. Anyway, so. We probably do 18 minute meal. We probably do that's what Chumavadia, Yisrael Yosef, or David Yosef. And Eliyahu Navi will explain to us how to explain this, answer the Kasha of the Gra, even though I don't really like any of the answers. But Lama said, this is what we do 18 minute meal, and 72 minutes in the morning from Alo until Nates. And then Rabbeinu Tam is going to be 72 minutes on the other side. And for Plaga Mincha, we do the Gra Plaga Mincha. That's what we do from an hour and a quarter before Shkia. In America, okay, we'll talk about that. Is that acceptable? Yesh amal l'smoch, but that's what we do. An hour and a quarter before Shkia, and then we have to talk about a few more things next week. Then we'll finish the manim. And I want to.